What's wrong with boys and girls stuff? I don't understand. Is it going to be okay soon? I mean, it happens with certain people, but is it going to be okay soon to have, like, makeup for everybody? So boys can go to school wearing eyeshadow and lipstick and stuff?
I know plenty of men that need makeup. I can walk down the hallway and point out 7 guys in this building that could use some makeup.
But
why does it matter if a guy wants to put makeup on? Who cares?
But I don't think...
Just because you don't want to do it?
But there's a minority of people who would want that, but not the majority. And I don't see that.
I have to live by your rules? Because that's not what you want.
Well, I didn't make
what
the
if
rules.
They came in here? You came in here in mesh shorts and a t-shirt every day, and they go, "Listen, we don't want you dressed like that. Put a suit on." You're like, "But this is what I want to wear. Why is it wrong?"
But
you're a grown up dressed like a toddler, and we let you do it.
But I just don't. I think that those boy and girl roles have been there forever. Like, why? And everyone's grown up. Okay, why do you?
We haven't though. We're a disaster. We're all a disaster. Everybody's just a disaster.
But would it not be a disaster the other way as well? Where nobody knows what they are and who they are.
It's not saying, you know, just because you don't have, I'm not defined by a toy that I liked when I was a kid.
But that's the thing. But that's the start of it. The toy, and then all of a sudden something else will happen and something else will happen. And in the end, as I said earlier on, that we'll end up like zombies and we'll just
That's not true at all. They're not saying everybody has to wear a gray uniform.
Not yet.
They're just saying, you just said you allow your daughter to wear boys' t-shirts. Yeah. You're already participating in this. What's the difference?
There's a big difference between a t-shirt and a dress.
About 10 inches of clothing.
Huge.
That's it. No,
huge.
There's not.
All right, so if Maisie goes to school in a Batman t-shirt, she's not going to get...
If a boy goes to school wearing girls' clothes and gets made fun of, by your own rules, this is what you live by, your daughter should go to school in a men's t-shirt and get made fun of.
But she wouldn't know. And that's the thing. If she went to school in a Batman t-shirt...
So why is it okay one way and not the other?
Because that's
you're part of the problem.
424-1234. Hi, Eagle. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Matt. I wanted to talk about my son wearing clothes, whatever he wants.
Okay.
I took my son up from school before daycare.
Okay.
And he's 3 years old, and he's been wearing a dress. And he said, "Daddy, I'm a princess."
Okay.
If that's what makes him happy, that's what makes him happy. But when he gets home, all he does is Hulk smash, and he's a superhero. He defines his own role.
Yeah, so...
And he's able to do whatever he wants. If playing with Winnie the Pooh and dolls at school is what he wants to do, so be it. Who am I to tell him that that's not right?
But...
So, to me, he can do whatever he wants. I do get what you say, that bullying may happen.
Might, would.
But just like Amy said, it's because we define that that's the role. So, if my son believes that wearing a dress and playing with dolls is the norm, why would he upset anyone else?
But we
define the role.
Yeah, we're the ones teaching kids that it's wrong. A kid doesn't know it's wrong until you tell them.
But if he was
20 years old and he decides he wants to wear a dress, that's on him. And I'm not going to tell him. Who am I to tell him what makes him happy?
But the thing is,
it might make me happy to do something different. But it's on him.
But
do I want him to be the typical strong, egotistical superhero Hulk smash male? Kinda. But if he wants to be Elsa from Frozen today, so be it.
Yeah, but you don't want him being Elsa.
He's able to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, but you don't want him being Elsa. Yeah, but you don't want him being Elsa from Frozen when he's 15-year-old and getting the crap beaten out of him. Because
only reason he'll get the crap beat out of him is because there's other people that don't believe that he could be Elsa from Frozen.
You're excusing
not because
that
of
behavior.
My son.
But the thing is...
All right, thanks for the call, Matt.
Thank you.
See, Petch, you're excusing that behavior going, you can't do it. You got to stand up for what you believe in. We come in here, we say our opinions, and we get heat. And we go, look at these people being all sensitive and upset. It's the same thing. You're doing the same thing.
Hi, Eagle. You're live on the air. Who's this?
Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
I'm calling because, you know, men wore heels first. Men wore makeup before women. They wore wigs before women. I mean... And then I'm pretty sure when the roles reversed back in the day, I don't know, I wasn't there. I'm pretty sure there was some kind of uproar about it. And now today it's the society norm.
Do you, yeah. Do you think that social media makes it worse?
I don't know. I think the younger generation, my generation, I think it's more accepting.
Because I know right now...
I don't necessarily think it's worse. I mean, what's wrong with accepting a person for who they are?
But I know right now, like, my daughter's 12, and I know that she's got some friends who are boys and stuff, and that they take longer to get ready than she does right now. Like, she wanted to go to a water park, and one didn't want to go because it was going to mess up his hair.
See? We're already changing.
Well, yeah, I think that we are already changing. I agree with Amy on that. But at the same time, I think these kids at a young age, we're all trying to figure out who we are. And then you got your parents' pressure on you talking about you can't do this, you can't do that. I remember when I was a teenager, I always wanted to wear those JNCO jeans, you know, that were, like, really big. My mom would cut them up, throw them away, and say, no, you can't wear them. I'm trying to discover who I am.
But
then you throw me out into society and say, be like this. And now I'm a grown-up.
Danielle.
And now, you know what I'm saying?
Like, Danielle, in
let
hindsight...
Let kids be kids and figure themselves out.
In hindsight, are you glad you don't have a bunch of pictures of you wearing JNCO jeans now? I had a pair. They weren't
maybe.
That cool.
I still had crooked bangs. Your mom cut my own bangs. Right. So I wish that would have changed.
Thank you for calling in this morning, Danielle. But see, that's the thing. We're the ones teaching kids that, no, this is how you have to grow up. This is what's wrong. And then when you go, well, listen, you're on my dress, you're going to get bullied. Eventually, that will stop. You have to move on. From that, you have to let kids be who they want to be. It doesn't mean it's not the same thing as everybody gets a trophy. You're not saying that. You're saying if you want to play with Barbies, play with Barbies. If you want to play with G.I. Joes, play with G.I. Joes. If you want to wear a dress or wear sneaks, I wore dude shoes. I used to get Tim's. And okay. Until they came out with funded chick Tim's, I wore dude Tim's. Nobody said anything to me.
But it's just, and the thing is, though, that it's different for girls and boys, and it shouldn't be, but it is, because you could wear
but
that.
But you're the reason
no,
why!
But you could wear that stuff, and it's okay. You can get away with it, but guys can't walk out that, boys can't walk out that. A 10-year-old boy could not walk out the house in a dress with makeup on, and no one would
but
say a word
how,
to him.
How does another 10-year-old know but that that's
girl,
not right?
But
how does another 10-year-old boy know that that's not right? Because their parents go, no, you can't wear a dress, that's for girls.
Well, I think that we are all just going to become just one, and we're just all going to be brainwashed and zombies and just walking around.
Well,
just,
by the time that happens, you'll we'll be dead.
Dead.
Don't worry
dead.
About it.
Yeah, and it's Maisie that I worry. It's Maisie that I worry for of what's going to happen in the next 20 years with her, because there's just so many things out there that like that that just I just worry about her and how her life's going to pan out, because it's just sad to me that all those things just change and
you. You can't say it because you're already breaking your own rules, letting her wear Batman t-shirts. That's not for her. So go home. When you go home today, go to her room, go through all the stuff that she has, and take out anything that's not pink and frilly, because that's for boys.
But she's
for
never
boys.
Been a pink and frilly girl.
Why?
But
why?
Hasn't.
That's what girls do, though. You're contradicting yourself. Get off my mic.
No.
Get off my microphone.
I'm on mine, and I've got the buttons.